Theater Thoughts by Michael Betancourt. Each year on September 11th in New York City, on 9/11, people scramble to assign a meaning to the event, engaging in what I call necropolitical theater, the living using the dead to own the day. After more than a decade of dramaturging this theater of 9/11 to their own specifications, the necropolitical actors have turned that day of tragedy into cultural and political kitsch. They've been able to do this because they've morphed 9/11 from a historical event into a Rorschach print, upon which people project whatever happens to be roiling around inside of them. This is par for the course of 9/11 necropolitical theater, which scavenges from both journalistic theater ripped from the headlines, no matter how old, and absurdist theater, grafting mythologies and religiosity onto 9/11 that tip the day into the fantastical. We might consign this kind of critique to a PhD dissertation if it didn't have such horrible repercussions in the real world. Necropolitical theater got us into Afghanistan and Iraq, and it may propel us into Iran. It has savaged our civil liberties and hollowed out any will for radical or even moderate social and political change. Any antidote to this? Since it's theater that got us in this mess, only theater criticism can peel away the veneer down to the nakedness of the emperor and his empire. But people like Frank Rich or the late Alexander Cockburn, who did this so well, will never have the reach of a Limbaugh. So it falls to each of us to become a savaging theatrical critic of the necropolitics that drive our polity today, or else there will be no polity left to criticize and thus redeem. You can find more Theater Thoughts at www.m-betancourt.com. Ciao.